In this bulletin, Victoria records 240 new COVID-19 cases and 13 deaths. The boss of Qantas doesn't expect international travel to return before the middle of next year. And in football, FIFA's Independent Ethics Committee has cleared its president of any code breaches. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Victoria has recorded a sharp drop in active coronavirus cases, but has acquired another 240 new cases, and there have been 13 further deaths. Victoria's Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the decline of more than 2,000 active cases is a substantial drop for active infection numbers.
That this is not just wildly infectious, but it can be stubborn. It can sit there and be really difficult to extinguish or even to bring down to a much more sustainable number. And the other point, of course, too, is that it can change day to day.
The government is also extending bans on evictions and rental increases until the end of the year, except in rare circumstances. An inquiry has heard personal protective equipment was used and disposed of incorrectly at a Victorian hotel where returned travellers were being quarantined. Public hearings today and tomorrow are examining the experience of being in hotel quarantine in the state and how the controversial system worked. Earlier this week, it was revealed that 99% of Victoria's current COVID-19 cases are attributable to outbreaks at the Ridges on Swanston and Stamford Plaza hotels. A nurse known as Jen has told the inquiry that while there was sufficient amount of PPE available to workers at the hotel where she completed most of her shifts, not everyone was using or disposing of it appropriately.
It was very obvious to me that training in PPE hadn't been widely available to everyone involved in the program. I saw a lot of mostly security guards, for example, constantly wearing the same gloves throughout their shifts, going and making themselves a coffee with gloves on, using their phone, things like that, always wearing the same gloves, wearing their mask so that their nose was hanging out or that it was underneath their chin.
The Royal Commission into Abuse and Neglect of People with a Disability has heard concerns about residents living in the Melbourne housing towers, which entered lockdown last month. A University of Melbourne academic says a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't apply in Melbourne, and people with disabilities living in public housing could be left behind in the health response. Professor Anne Kavner says translating material for culturally and linguistically diverse communities and publishing it online doesn't necessarily mean the information will be received.
People weren't actually getting the information they needed, and so believed that a much more proactive community outreach approach was needed. And in some instances, that would require actually door knocking.
Victoria's Ombudsman has already launched an inquiry into the towers and has received almost 150 complaints. The head of Qantas is optimistic the federal government will extend its support for aviation during the pandemic. The airline is dealing with a $4 billion revenue hit because of COVID-19 and a drop in profits, which is likely to remain unchanged. Alan Joyce says it's clear the industry will need ongoing government help if border closures remain in place, and he's warning international travel is unlikely before July next year.
If it's safe to do it, it should be opened. We're not saying open the borders blankly. We're saying the earliest we're going to see the international borders opening up is the middle of next year.
Barack Obama has criticised current President Donald Trump for failing to take his role in the White House seriously. Speaking at the Democratic National Convention, Mr. Obama hit out at Mr. Trump for treating the presidency like a reality show and for his lack of interest in doing the work.
But we should also expect a president to be the custodian of this democracy. We should expect that regardless of ego, ambition, or political beliefs, the president will preserve, protect, and defend the freedoms and ideals that so many Americans marched for, went to jail for, fought for, and died for.
In sport, the international governing body of football has cleared President Gianni Infantino of any code breaches or violations. Last month, Swiss authorities launched an investigation into the FIFA chief's dealings with the Swiss Attorney General. FIFA has ruled it couldn't identify a breach of its regulations based on the information available, and Infantino has denied wrongdoing. He says he met the Attorney General as part of his FIFA president duties. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 21. Adelaide, showers, 13. Melbourne, much the same, 13 degrees. Rain in Hobart, 12. Canberra, showers, a top of 8. Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Sydney, partly cloudy with wind and 19. Partly cloudy for Newcastle, also 19. A sunny day for Brisbane, 23. Cairns, similar and 30. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.